This is my podcast for bedtime stories. Enjoy.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Story 11, Lazy Jack. Once upon a time, there lived in a little cottage an old woman and her son Jack. Every day the old woman sat in the corner and worked on her spinning, and every day her son sat by the fire and did nothing at all. So all the neighbors called him Lazy Jack. One morning, his mother could stand his idleness no longer, and she told Lazy Jack that he must work for his bowl of porridge. So off he went to work a day for a farmer who lived nearby. At the end of the day, the farmer paid him a penny, but Lazy Jack lost the penny in the brook on his way home and had nothing to show for his work. "The next time," said his mother, "put what you earn in your pocket." The next day, Jack worked as a cowherd for a dairyman who lived over the hill, and at the end of the day, the farmer paid him a jug of milk. Remembering what his mother had said, Jack tried to put the jug in his pocket. Of course, he spilled all the milk and had only an empty jug when he had to go home. "Next time," said the mother, "you should carry it on your head. Then you won't spill it." The next morning, Lazy Jack went once more to work for the dairy farmer. This time, when the day was over, the man gave him some cream cheese. Remembering what his mother had said, Lazy Jack put the cheese on his head and started home. But the cheese melted and ran all over his head, and Jack had nothing to show for his day's work but a dirty face. "Next time," said the mother patiently, "you should wrap it in green leaves and carry it in your hands." At the end of the next day's work, all Lazy Jack got was a tomcat. He did just as he had been told. He tried to wrap it in green leaves and hold it in his hands. The cat did not like this at all, and finally got away from Jack, who arrived home with nothing to show but scratched hands. "Stupid," said his mother, who still had to spin for the living. "You should have tied it into a string and pulled it behind you." So the next afternoon, when Lazy Jack was given a ham as payment for his work, he carefully tied a string around it and dragged it along the dusty road. "Oh, you straw head," cried the mother, when she saw the dusty, battered remains of what had been a fine ham. "Why didn't you carry it on your shoulder?" So next day, when Jack was given a donkey for his work, he obediently hoisted it to his shoulders and started home. Now on his way, Jack passed the handsome home of a wealthy man who had one daughter. The poor girl was both deaf and dumb. The doctor said the only cure would be for her to laugh. But try as he might, the father could not find nothing that would make his daughter laugh. On this afternoon, she was sitting at the window, gazing sadly at the road. Suddenly, around the bend came the strangest sight she had ever seen. Lazy Jack struggling along with the donkey on his shoulder. The donkey's forefeet were waving in the air, and it was braying loudly. First she looked, then she stared, and then wondered of wonders. She burst out of laughing. "Father," she called at last. "Father, look, my daughter," the old man exclaimed. "Is that really your voice I hear?" It was, of course, and the girl was completely cured, overjoyed. Her father rushed up the road. "Drop your donkey," he cried to Lazy Jack. "You have given my daughter back her voice and her hearing, and no one but you shall be her husband." So Jack, who was called Lazy Jack no longer, and the daughter were married. They lived in a fine new house, and Jack's mother came to live with them. The old man came often to visit, and as you can well imagine, they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Sleep, my child, and peace attend thee all through the night. Guardian angels guard.